Is Shechita a mitzvah, or is Shechita not a mitzvah? This is a question that many Rishonim and Achronim have had to deal with at the beginning, at the outset of investigating Hilchos Shechita. And I want to present five nafkaminas, some of which appear in the Rishonim at the beginning of Maseches Chulin, and others which appear in the Pri Megadim in his introduction to Hilchos Shechita. One of the outcomes which is impacted upon by this question is the status of Birkas HaShechita, the bracha that we recite before shechting an animal. Because we know that all brachos are split up, according to the Rambam, into three categories. Other Rishonim split them into more categories, but the Rambam's categorization is the dominant one, and the Rambam splits brachos into three categories. One category is Birkas HaMitzvos. Before you shake the lulav, we make a bracha. Before we sit in the sukkah, we make a bracha. That's Birkas HaMitzvos. The second category is called Birkos HaNehnin, which is brachos that we make on deriving pleasure from Olam Hazeh, before we eat a food, before we drink, before we smell besamim, we make a bracha, and these are called Birkos HaNenin. And the third category of brachos is called Birkas HaShefach. It's a bracha that we make in appreciation for the wondrous creations that Hashem created, such as the bracha that we recite on thunder and on lightning, bracha that we recite upon seeing the Mediterranean Sea or other oceans, etc. Those are all Birkos HaShefach. There's a machlokas about the nature of Birkas HaShechita, whether Birkas HaShechita, the bracha that we make on shechting, slaughtering an animal, is that a Birkas HaMitzvos, or is that a Birkas HaNehin, or is it a Birkas HaShevach? And there's two discussions that appear in Hagohos HaShvi at the beginning of Maseches Chulin, which highlight this facet. First of all, the Hagohos HaShvi talks about whether the bracha can be recited after the act of shechita is performed. So we know that by Birkos HaNehnin, if a person wants to eat an apple, so he first has to make a Bori Pri Ha'et, and then he has to eat the apple. If he eats the apple first, and then he makes a Bori Pri Ha'et, the bracha doesn't help him at all. That's the halacha for Birkos HaNehnin. So you would expect that if shechita was not a mitzvah, and that therefore the bracha on shechita is not a Birkas HaMitzvos, you would expect that the bracha should have to be made before the shechita is performed. However, when it comes to Birkas HaMitzvos, so there is greater room to permit the recitation of a bracha even following the action. Witness, for example, the bracha that we make on Mitzvahs Netilas Yadayim, where we first wash our hands, and then we say on Netilas Yadayim. And although some poskim think that Netilas Yadayim refers to drawing the hands, Bepashtos, the bracha has to do with washing the hands. So we first perform the mitzvah, and then we make the bracha. It's a big discussion by Birkas Ha'erusin, when someone gets married. Bracha before, bracha after. There's all confounding variables there as well, because it could be that Birkas Erusin is not really a Birkas Mitzvos, even though Erusin itself is a mitzvah, but the bracha may not be a Birkas HaMitzvos, maybe also a Birkas HaNenin. Leaving that aside, the Hagohos HaShvi says that when it comes to Shechita, the bracha may be recited after the act of Shechita is performed, and need not be recited before the act of Shechita is performed. And this would seem to indicate that the Birkas HaShechita is not a Birkas HaNenin. The next most likely candidate for the identity of the bracha is that it's a Birkas HaMitzvos. It'll be just like Netilas Yadayim. First you wash your hands, then you make the bracha. So by Shechita, b'di'eved, if you first shech, then make the bracha, you're fine, because it belongs to the category of Birkas HaMitzvos. Which means, clearly, that Shechita is a mitzvah. That's why the bracha on Shechita belongs to the category of brachos that are ordinarily recited on mitzvos. The second nafkamina concerns the halacha of yatzamotzi. we know that if I'm eating an apple, someone else cannot make the bracha for me, unless he himself is eating an apple too. If he's not eating an apple, he can't be motzi me. However, when it comes to Birkas HaMitzvos, based on the principle that Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh, we say that even a person who's not obligated in reciting, making this bracha, he's already made the bracha, can be motzi me, who needs to make the bracha. So again, for Birkas HaNehanin, we say that only a person who's performing the same action can be motzi me with his bracha. But for Birkas HaMitzvos, even a person who's not performing the same action can still be motzi me with his bracha. So if you look again at the Hagos HaShvi and the Tiferes Shmuel on the Rosh, you'll discover the following machlokas. The Hagos HaShvi seems to say, consistent with his earlier shita, that Birkas HaShchita is a Birkas HaMitzvos, so therefore the Hagos HaShvi says that I can be Yotze the Birkas HaShchita by hearing that bracha from somebody else, even if that other person is not himself performing an act of Shechita. With Nafkaminas, let's say for somebody who is capable of hearing but incapable of talking, so is he Yotze? Can someone else just make the bracha for him and he'll Shecht? Let's say he's the only qualified Shochet in town. Or do we say that no? That we can't say that someone else can make the bracha for him unless that person is also shechting, and he's the only qualified shochet in town. The other guy's not going to shecht, so then the town won't have any meat. So the Hagos HaShvi says it's not a problem. Let someone else make a bracha for him, even though the other person's not doing the shechita. The same way that someone can make kiddush for me, or say the bracha for me on lulav and esrog for me, perhaps, even though he himself is not being yotzei the mitzvah at this time. That's a characteristic of Birkas HaMitzvos. However, the Tiferes Shmuel says, seemingly, that Birkas HaShchita is more akin to Birkas HaNehanin, and therefore, a person can only be motzi somebody else in Birkas HaShchita if he himself is performing the act of Shchita. So in the case of the mute person, the town won't have any meat, because nobody can be motzi, the mute person, with the bracha unless they themselves are performing the shechita. So these are two nafkaminas that appear at the beginning of Maseches Chulin. The Pri Megadim introduces three other nafkaminas for the shaila about whether shechita is a mitzvah or whether shechita is not a mitzvah. And he takes it out of the realm of simply brachos and brings it into the realm of iser v'heter. One nafkamina that the Pri Megadim gives is a question of Chatzi Shiur, because we know in general Chatzi Shiur is a machlokas whether it's Deraisa or Derabanan. If you eat less than a Kezayis, it may only be an Issa Derabanan. It's machlokas or Biochan, you know, machlokas Saposkim. However, this only applies when the Torah tells you don't eat something, because we say the Shiur Achila is Bekezayis. That if you eat less than a kezayis, it's not called eating, it's like swallowing air. It's not as if you swallowed anything substantial. However, when the Torah didn't specify an iser achila, just specified some other type of iser, so then it's aser medirayisa even by a chatzi shiur. Now, ordinarily, to eat meat which was not slaughtered, there's two separate prohibitions. First, there's an Isser Nevela. The Torah says, Laisaychlu kol Nevela, do not eat any Nevela. So that's a prohibition which only applies if you eat a Kezayis. However, the Torah also maybe says, Shecht before you eat. So then, if you eat an unshechted animal, that Torah never said, don't eat an unshechted animal. It said, before you eat, Shecht. And that means that a person is mevatel this mitzvah sasei, even by eating pachos mikazayis of an unshechted animal. There's nafkaminas in terms of whether, you know, it could be that if shechita is not a mitzvah, then pachos mikazayis is only a problem midirabanan. If shechita is a mitzvah, then by eating pachos mikazayis, one is violating a mitzvah sasei, and it's a violation even on the diraisa level. And we have to stop now, even though there's two other nafkaminas that remain to be discussed, and Amir Tashem, we can discuss them later on.